been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Good morning and welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. This is Rob Sanford, and I'm joined here in the studio with Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, the heir to the throne, the son of a gun. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
It is officially Sanford and Son Friday, and we're filling in for Bill as Bill is sequestered in the secret bunker, writing the newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter, and here you and I are.
Yep.
It is here we are, and we are joined here by a special guest, and that is Stephen's laptop. And Stephen's laptop is going to tell Stephen, who in turn is going to tell us what's going on with the market this Friday.
All right. The Dow is down 40 points. The NASDAQ is down 20. The S&P is down 6.5. Oil's down 40 cents. Gold's up $3. And silver's up 15 cents. So down across the board today, minus gold and silver, but not down too much.
Yeah,
just
and
a
when
little,
you, come on.
Little pullback.
We've had 10 straight winning days in a row. 10 straight all-time highs.
The market was tired of winning.
Yeah, well, you know, when you think about it, if it's a little bit flat or there's a little bit of a pullback, considering, you know, it's like climbing a mountain and then sitting down a couple of steps down below where you were to rest. So it's kind of resting a little bit here on this Friday.
Yeah.
And boy, you can't dismiss the incredible 10-day run that the market's had. It's been fantastic.
You cannot dismiss it.
You know, I was listening to a guy last night, and in fact, we'll talk about this a little bit during the next quarter, but about how people are almost hoping for the market to fail a little bit. So we're going to get into that in just a little bit. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is officially Sanford and Son Friday, where Stephen and I fill in for Bill, and Stephen and I are sitting here in our little studio here in Carlsbad, California, which is North San Diego County in beautiful Southern California on a brisk February morning.
Man, yeah.
It's cold.
it's cold. Weird for us to say that.
It's a weird cold morning. And just
cold at night, cold in the morning.
Yeah,
kind of cold during the day.
Oh, I know.
It's chilly.
We're just such weenies.
It's like 58 degrees.
I know. We've had a little bit of a cold snap here for the last couple of days. I'm supposed to warm up again next week. We've just had a series of rainstorms in California. Those of you that watch us across the country, whether that be from Hawaii to Boston to Florida to Seattle, you look at our weather here in California, and it has been a complete reversal of the last few years. Do you
last,
know,
like 20 years.
Yeah, I know. You know, I looked on the news last night. Do you know how many feet of snow are in the Sierras right now?
Man.
How many feet? Think about this. How many feet of snow?
It's got to be around like 12, 15, right?
There's 15 feet. There's 15 feet of snow in the Sierras.
It's a good time to go skiing.
Oh, my goodness.
Although you might fall through. I don't know.
You know, it showed the pictures of the ski lifts, and it's all the way to the tops of the towers.
Wow.
So there's no way for the ski lifts to run because the snow is up as high as the tower on the ski lifts.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And we got more rain coming this weekend.
I know. It's crazy.
So all those people in Northern California who are still trying to get out of their neighborhoods, they got more coming.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
They better hurry.
All righty. Well, hey, I was talking to a guy yesterday out in Hawaii where their weather is always wonderful.
Yeah.
And they get an occasional hurricane or something out there. But 90% of the time, unless it's the doldrums of the summer when there are no trade winds. I've been there when there's no trade winds. Used to go there a lot on business. And it just is stagnant. And and incredibly humid, incredibly hot. But nevertheless, that 90% of the time, kind of like here in San Diego, the weather's pretty doggone perfect. But anyway, I told Tom that we'd say hi to Tom during the Tom and his wife Karen, actually.
All right.
They're clients of ours.
Yeah.
But I said, listen, we'll say hi to Tom during the first quarter because he says he can only listen to the first quarter because he drives to work and he only gets to listen to us during the first 15 minutes. And then he has to go and download the podcast or watch us on YouTube or wherever it is that he says hi. So hi to Tom and Karen out there. Now Tom's an accountant, a bean counter. And I was talking to him yesterday because he's one of our clients, mm-hmm. and he's bringing over more money to have Bill manage. I think it's his wife's IRA and a brokerage account or something. I forget what it is. But he had another IRA and a brokerage account being managed by Bill for the last few months, and it's done so well. He said, doggone it, how come I'm not having the rest of my money managed by Bill? So he said he's planting more beans as a bean counter, hoping to grow a bean stock. And grow it up to the clouds. So anyway, hi to Tom. And Tom, you say hi to Karen. And aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha to our Hawaiian right. friends out there. We have a lot of clients in Hawaii. Hear from a lot of you guys out there. And we need to set up a seminar in Hawaii.
Yes.
where we go over there. And,
I'll go.
You will, yeah?
Yeah, I'll go.
Take some paperwork to some clients and visit for a few days, do a little fishing. I've got friends over in on the windward side, over in Kaneohe area and Kailua Town over there, and I'd love to get over there and visit.
Yeah, sounds nice.
So anyway, tell us a little bit about the news, what's going on in the market, and what's affecting things.
All right, yeah. Did you get Bill's push notification this morning?
I did not. No, I've got the Best Stocks Now app open on my phone.
But did you get the push?
I didn't get the push. No push.
Yeah, you did.
I did get the push. I didn't look at it.
Which is good because I deleted my push.
Oh,
now
okay.
I can't
so
see
there
it
is. All right. So he's already pushing out a notification.
Yeah. So Bill said this morning the reason the market's down.
Yeah.
Infrastructure spending will likely not come until 2018. It is time for a pullback in the market.
Okay. Now
that's what Bill said. That's
a direct quote from Bill Gunderson.
Yeah. So even though he's not on the radio this morning, he can still be on your phone.
That's right.
Sending out push notifications and emailing your inbox.
He can come into the... he didn't push that out, did he?
No, that's
Fox News.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. But it's interesting that Bill, even when he's sequestered in the secret bunker, when he's writing the newsletter, he's almost like President Trump. He can tweet out his thoughts.
I don't know.
And permeate.
It's so funny. People, I kind of like that Donald Trump tweets. I don't like most of his tweets because they're like personal.
I know.
I like when he does tweet, but it's funny how people say, he doesn't have time to tweet. He has time to do all this other. It takes like 10 seconds to send a tweet. Like, come on.
No, you
don't
like it.
Not that big of a deal.
So you like it when President Trump tweets. Do you like it when your dad tweets? What are they?
Tweets.
Twitters.
Yeah, he tweets.
I do like it when he tweets. Stock twits.
Yeah.
All right,
there's a couple here and there where I say, "Yeah, you don't need to tweet that.
You don't need to tweet that." Yeah. But now
he'll respond to people
when he
on
says
that.
Here. When he says here, it is time for a pullback in the market. What does he mean by that? How do you read between the lines? This is almost like reading the notes from the Fed. You know, you're trying to figure out what Bill is saying with his time for a pullback.
I can only mean that he's watching all of his holdings like a hawk today.
All right.
And if he sees anything unusual going on, he's ready to pull the trigger.
All right. Okay. That's kind of a neat feeling, though. Because imagine.
Yeah. I woke up, I rolled out of bed, and I looked at my phone, and like 10 seconds later, I got that push notification. I was like, what? He's up already?
Oh, yeah.
Looking at everything, reading everything.
He has texted me before on when there's volatile futures or things going on or he's thinking about something. He's texted me before at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Or 4 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock. You know what's crazy is he has texted me before like at 11 o'clock at night and then again at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
I think he forgets to turn his phone on silent. So I think like he gets one of those CNBC breaking news things, and he's like, "Oh, what? I got Texas to Rob.
Well, no. Yeah. I'm sure Rob's up at 4.
Yeah.
After I tweeted him last night at 11. Yeah. Right. So anyway, my point being is that it's pretty cool. Let's suppose that you're a client of Bill's. Mm. You know, you're Tom out in Hawaii, and you're driving to work, and you got to worry about work all day long. You don't have time to go into your own individual brokerage account, or if you're managing your own IRA or whatever it is that you're doing, or your asset allocation is in a big computer program, and it's kind of cool to know that Bill is up all night. Yeah. And he's up early, and he's looking at the accounts, and if something needs to be done, well, he gets on it.
He's sitting there ready to do it.
Hey, we'll talk about some more stuff that Bill's sending out right now, actually. And we'll give you those push notifications in the second quarter. You're listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're coming to you on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, on all of the Salem stations that we broadcast on. That's our exclusive carrier for the Best Stocks Now radio program. And Ken, our engineer out there in Texas, has gone on to other things. He's not our board op in the show anymore.
He didn't even say bye.
He didn't even say goodbye. He just walked out the door and decided that according to the guy that's doing it now, Taman out there in Texas, according to him, he got more responsibility. So
that stinks.
I can't imagine anything more responsible or more important than producing this show.
Yeah, this is the most important thing in his life, probably.
Probably in his entire life.
Yeah.
However, now we've got Taman steering the ship across the Salem Broadcasting Network. So if you're listening to a wonderful signal with great bumper music, we can now credit Taman with that.
That's right.
With those mad skills. Those mad DJing skills. Anyway, in the last quarter, we were talking about Bill's push notifications. Now, this is kind of some important information because whether you're a client or not, you can get push notifications from Bill.
You can.
Whether or not you are a client. Now he just sent another one out. Another one since the time that his early morning push notification.
Fridays are usually pretty busy for his push notifications.
Well, because he's in the secret bunker.
He's in the secret
Nobody's
bunker.
Bugging him.
Yeah.
He's writing the newsletter, so he's putting his thoughts together.
I'm not bugging him about Padre stuff or
right,
anything.
Right, exactly. I'm not going in there and asking him if he wants a breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
Bringing him an Egg McMuffin.
He's focused.
He's sitting there in that secret bunker. He's working on the newsletter. The thoughts are pouring in like a mad genius, fire flying from his fingertips as he types. Well, and I should say his index fingertips as he types with his index fingers. And smoke coming out of his ears because his brain is on overload. And so he sent out this next notification. What is it?
Should we read it or should we tease it?
No, I think we should read. We teased it in the last quarter.
We read the last one.
We read the early morning one, and then you sent right. another one.
Okay, so
what did he say?
I will read it.
Okay.
I already own a 3.33% overall position in AEIS.
Which is what?
I don't know. I got to look it up.
Okay. AEIS. And so what did he say about it?
So he already owns it. So he's buying a like-size position today for new clients.
So he's buying more.
New clients.
All right. So we need to look up what this stock is. Now here, for those of you in radio land, people watching on video can
Advanced
see what we're doing.
Advanced
Energy. Okay. All right. So because we got the ticker symbol from Bill...
And it looks like it's an aggressive stock, so it's for an aggressive portfolio. Not if you're looking for income or you're not very risk-taking, don't buy it.
If you're not on your heart medication today, okay. So he is he's buying this particular
Advanced
stock.
Energy Industries.
What do they do?
Come on. You're asking all sorts of questions.
I'm having you do
the
research.
They're based in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Okay.
And designs, manufactures, sells, and supports power conversion products and solutions that transform power into various usable forms.
All right. Okay. So sounds what, like they make batteries? Like that. I mean, nevertheless, it's clearly enough of an interest to Bill to where even though he owns a position already in a, what is it? What's the ticker symbol?
AEIS.
AEIS. Even though he owns a position, he's buying more today for his existing clients or for his new clients. And what's nice to know is that if you're getting his push notifications, instead of having to call Bill and saying, hey, Bill, I'm a new client. What are you buying for me today in my particular portfolio? You already know because he sent out the push notification to you what he's doing during the day.
Yeah, and our clients get emails.
Right.
As soon as we trade something on their account, they get an email of what we bought.
So let's suppose I'm just a guy.
A guy.
Knuckle dragon guy walking down the street, and I decide, you know what? I'm going to open myself a little $100 trading account with Scott Trade, and I want to know what Bill is buying so I can buy it too.
Well, you'd only be able to buy one share of this stock.
Okay, all right. So I want to buy me a share.
It's a $61 stock.
All right.
Let me kind of break down the stock a little bit,
all right,
if you don't
do
mind.
All right, fire it away.
All right, so this could be why Bill is buying more. In the next 3 to 5 years, according to our formulas, it has an 83.3% upside potential.
So wow, that's a pretty good percentage.
It's got a target price of 120, and it's at 61.66 today, and it looks like it's flat today. It's not really doing much today.
So you got now explain what a target price is.
So that's,
what does he mean by that?
That's what we project it to hit in the next 3 to 5 years.
In the next 3 to 5 years, it's going to double.
Yeah, basically.
In Bill's opinion.
Correct.
In the parameters.
If all goes well.
If everything goes as planned.
Yeah.
That's what the parameters are putting out there.
Right.
Okay.
And then if you look at the performance of the stock, in the past month it's up 9%, while the market's up 4.5%.
So in a
month?
Doubled
the market.
In a month?
In a month.
It's up 9%.
Yeah, but get this. In the last 12 months, market's up 23%.
Right,
in the last
12
months. It's up 111%.
Holy stinking moly.
It's got momentum and it's got value. Still,
all right.
Still, it still has value after going up 111%.
And they have a legitimate product.
Yeah. So that's in why Bill is buying more for his aggressive client.
Okay, so these are people that want to rock and roll. These are
people
that
want to rock and roll.
They want to jump
on
the skateboard.
They're possibly younger. They got more time in the market. They got more nerves.
More nerves.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. They
don't mind the black diamonds on the ski slopes. Those,
okay, those all right. Those type of guys. All right.
And it's ranked 185 out of 4,192 stocks in the market.
So or it's up
not
there.
In the market, but out of the stocks.
So it's got a B-plus grade. I can see over there on your phone. It's got a
but
B
it's in the
grade.
Top 200, you know.
Okay, so it's a potential big winner.
Potential.
Potential. And you know, with all of the SEC-type disclaimers we have to
it's
put out
there.
It's
not a recommendation
heck
to buy
no. Heck
sell.
No. It is not even remotely a
recommendation. Do your own research. I think that's what Bill says all the
right.
time.
Right, exactly.
Check
it's
to
just
see if it's right
example.
For you. It's an example of a best stock now.
Just example of a best stock now. We would never recommend it. But however, just kind of putting it out there, this is...
just let you know what's going on.
That's something that Bill's buying today. And, you know, people tune in to this radio show to find out what the best stocks are now. And there are a lot of examples of best stocks now that Bill talks about throughout the week. And typically what we talk about.
Man, look at that chart.
Is Bill. Or what do you, okay, now
that's
you're looking.
That's a one-year chart.
You're looking at AEIS.
Yes. It's solid. It's just.
It looks like an uphill
up.
Green slope. Yeah. That's pretty impressive. Hey, we've got another one for you during the next quarter when we come back. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is Sanford and Son Friday, Monday in a couple of markets where we're delayed a day, but for most of the places that we are heard all across the fruited plain, it is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We are filling in for Captain Bill. As Bill steers the ship from his secret bunker, he's writing the secret newsletter, and it's not the secret newsletter. In fact, the newsletter is available for anyone to take a look at. If you want to see the chart by which Bill operates his financial ship every single week, and I did say ship, S-H-I-P, if you'd like to see how he operates his financial ship, you can do so by going to Gunderson Capital Management and poking around on our website until you can figure out how to subscribe, which we're working on it right now. We got a very nice and very thorough email from one of our clients last week explaining to us just how terrible our website is.
Yes.
and we're working on it. We are really, really working on it and trying to make it. And one of his suggestions was to put a big, giant blue marlin jumping out of the water on the homepage where you click on.
That would look nice.
Yeah, where you click on the marlin to catch the newsletter. So I think we're going to do that.
Yeah, I will say, we were talking about the live trading push notifications earlier.
That's easier to get than the newsletter, I think.
It's just,
or is it equally as difficult?
This is the confusing part. Easy to get that, but it includes the newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So the only way to get the entire model portfolio newsletter is if you subscribe, now this is the confusing part, to the live trading push notifications app. Even if you don't use it. Even if you don't have a smartphone. But if you sign up for it, then you will get emails instead of push notifications,
okay,
obviously, because you don't have a phone.
So all day long you'll get emails
Bill's
doing.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you just got to check your email.
So what he's buying, what he's trading.
That's the confusing part. The only way to get that newsletter is with the subscription to the live trading app. So when you go to our website, you have to go to the Best Stocks Now app subscription page, which is on the front page. You'll see it. There's a button down below and a button up top, two different places to find it. And it's $89.99 per month.
Okay. Which, in my opinion, is a doggone bargain because, I mean, shoot, just one share of one stock can sometimes be a lot more than $89, and you're seeing what Bill buys and sells all day long, every day.
Yeah, and then you get the weekly portfolios,
right?
The weekly newsletter, and you know
it's a lot.
You will have a lot of information.
I'm a big fan of the Best Stocks Now app when it comes to following the stock market. And I mean, for example, we saw that notification from Bill in the last quarter. We had no idea what that stock was just from the ticker symbol. Obviously, Bill does because he's done all the research.
Right.
But we can go right into the Best Stocks Now app, bring up that ticker symbol, and find out exactly everything that Bill is doing with that stock and anything that he's ever said, any comment that he's ever made.
Yeah. Anything he's tweeted, anything he's talked about on
in
the
all
show.
History.
Yeah.
It's stacked in there. So let's talk about another one here. We're going to go to FCA. You.
We are.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
I am. On your, whoa, you changed that quick.
That's right.
Not we anymore.
FCAU. And FCAU is what company there, young Steven?
Fiat Chrysler.
Now, I'm old enough to remember. You're not old enough to remember, but I remember when Fiat Chrysler was Dodge, Chrysler, and Plymouth. Do you remember Plymouth, like the Plymouth Fury?
I do.
Okay, so you remember that brand of car?
I still see them on the road occasionally.
Okay, you see a Plymouth around once in a while. And now, do you remember, well, Dodge is still around, and Chrysler. So Chrysler Corporation used to be Chrysler and Dodge and Plymouth. Now, Plymouth has gone the way of the dinosaur. There's no more Plymouth brand. And Fiat has bought Chrysler, and Chrysler operates a brand called Ram. And no longer is it the Dodge Ram pickup truck, but it is just Ram.
Yeah, so now they got Abarth, Alfa Romeo, Chrysler, Dodge, Fiat, Jeep, Lancia, and Ram.
Okay. All right, so they've
and Maserati.
My Maserati does 185. That's all. I every time I hear Maserati, I think of Joe Walsh in that song. In any case,
and now they're based in London.
I know. It's sad. It used to be one of the big three. Used to be one of the big three. You know,
and
Chrysler.
Jeep is such an American brand, right?
I know. Well, now it's owned by
Fiat.
Those guys over there across the pond. Nevertheless. It is still an American manufacturer when it comes to a lot of those products. A lot of the Dodge and Chrysler products are made here. Now, I rented a Ram 1500 a few weeks ago when my Tahoe was in the shop. You remember that? Remember riding around in that? That wasn't a bad little truck.
It was a nice truck.
It really was.
One complaint, though.
Which one?
The back seat was a little tight.
Man, you know what? That was a four-door truck, and that back seat, even though it had four doors, was about the size of an eight-year-old capacity.
Yeah.
You know, adults could
But sitting in the front was luxurious.
Now, I will tell you this. The Ram brand, they have when you go up to the bigger trucks, the 2500s, they have what's called a mega cab. And the mega cab has a full-size back seat and room behind the back seat to recline the back seat.
Oh, nice!
In that mega cab, so that's a big monster truck. Nevertheless, I digress. Let's talk about the stock for a minute. FCAU. Talk a little bit about the chart and where they've been and where they're going.
Where they've been and where they're going.
Yep.
Well, we know where they've been, and we're going to guess where they're going. How
okay.
about that?
All right.
Let's see. This is. A large cap stock, so it's got a lot of money in it. It's worth around $17 billion of market cap.
Wow.
So the risk profile is more for the moderate to conservative type investors.
Unlike that last stock we talked about.
Unlike the last one.
All right.
And it's trading around $11, down to $10.77 today.
Okay, now what attracted me to that stock is that you can actually buy with a relatively small portfolio, you can buy a few shares of this stock and feel like a player.
That's right.
Because you don't have a $500 stock here, you got an $11 stock. So you can buy one of these big mega companies that everybody knows the brand of. You know, you can be a fan of a Chrysler or a Dodge car or a Ram pickup truck and feel like, hey, man, I'm an owner in this company for $11.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
And there's a lot of people out there, too, who for just mental...
Yeah.
They like buying cheap stocks.
That's right.
Anything under like 15, 10 to them is like, oh man, I'm getting a deal.
Which is crazy.
Funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Because if it goes 10 to 20, you made 100%.
Exactly.
If you buy a $100 stock, it goes 200. It's all relative.
But
it's
you can
all
spend $110 and have 10 shares.
You can
shares.
Own more shares.
Right.
You
right.
sound like a bigger big shot.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. So anyway, go ahead. Instead of owning one
that's
share.
That's one thing that kind of drives Bill nuts.
I
when
know.
People say, give me like a $5 stock. He's like, yeah, but if it doubles, it's the same thing as buying a $200 stock that doubles. Like,
right.
You're looking for the double no matter what. So why does it matter what price
the stock
is? It's
more fun to own a bunch of shares, though.
I guess people feel like, well, if it's five, it has a better chance of going to 100 than a $100 stock going to 1,000, you know?
Not when there's a $17 billion market cap.
Yeah. So,
all right, so
anyways.
Go ahead.
All right, so it's at today it's at $10.80. We have a 3 to 5 year target price of $21.
There you go.
So there's that double we're
Bam,
looking for, right?
Right there.
So it has a value grade of A-.
Okay.
And then over the last month, it's up 7.5% compared to the market up 4.5%. Over the last 12 months, it's up 75%.
Now, that is what I was talking about.
And the market's up 23%.
In a year.
So it's tripled the market in the last
year. In a year, that stock has gone up 75%.
Yes, it has.
So what's the target price?
So the... I already told you.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
You weren't paying attention.
I was looking at my
$21
best
a share. You even responded to it saying, oh, wow.
Okay. All right. That's all right. Right. I did. Okay.
Everyone else out there got it. Okay. And it gets a Gunderson stock grade of A-.
All right. Where's it rank out of 4,000 stocks?
So it's ranked number 15.
So it's up there, man.
Out of 4,192 stocks.
So it's in the top 20. That's a major league stock right there.
Yeah. And what's the date today? The 24th?
Yeah.
On the 14th, Bill tweeted about this stock.
Okay.
He said, Nice breakout. Number 406 overall and rising.
Look what he said on the 10th. You look back there.
January 10th, he said, Fiat is cranking on all cylinders right now.
Okay, so there you go, man. Using kind of a car analogy right there. Now, here again, this is not a recommendation. It's only an example of what a best stocks now is, what a best stock now is.
Right.
And, man, I'll tell you what, if you're thinking about driving a Ram truck, you might think about driving some Ram stock. It's pretty good. All right. Hey, it's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We will be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment, the last quarter, the final home stretch of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. You're listening to Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, the heir to the throne, the millennial, as Bill calls him.
The millennial.
You are the millennial. And this is Rob Sanford. The two of us are filling in for Bill on this Sanford and Son Friday. He's the son, I'm the Sanford, and we are we're doing our best to kind of give you some substance, talk about a couple of best stocks now during the second and third quarter. If you've missed the last couple of stocks that we talked about, one was an energy stock and one was a automotive stock. If you've missed that and you want some information about those two stocks that we talked about during the second and third quarter, tell folks how they can go back, and even if they missed us on their drive, like Tom did. Tom was out in Hawaii, was driving to work. He only can listen to the first quarter, but he listens to our show every single night. How does he do that?
Easiest way is to go to GundersonCapital.com, click on our radio show page, and we have the radio show up there, and we also have videos.
So you can
watch each segment on video, or you can listen to the whole thing on audio.
The nice thing about being able to go and listen to the radio show archives on our website, on Gunderson Capital, is that you can fast forward through the commercials.
You can.
And you don't have to listen to the commercials. You can just listen to the content. Although some people want to fast forward through the content and just listen to the commercials when we're doing the show.
On Friday.
Yeah, on Friday when we're doing the show. And we've made no bones about it. We clearly state that we have the worst radio hour in all of radio. But if you don't like it, we always give you another hour the following Friday at no charge.
Yep.
So it's free. Nevertheless, we will do our best going forward to give you some substance like we did in this show. We actually talked about stocks and gave you some good insight as to the world of Bill Gunderson through his tweets and the things that he does throughout the day. And listening to his radio show on a daily basis is a good way to get to know Bill, because you really kind of get to know his personality, the way he thinks, what he does. And it's interesting to me that people ask me during the week when I'm talking to folks all over the country, is Bill really like that? Is he really that guy that he is on the radio? And he's exactly the same guy. There's no difference in Bill, whether he's sitting at his desk or on a fishing boat or at a ball game or doing the radio show. He's exactly the same guy. There is nothing pretentious or even a little bit made up when it comes to Bill Gunderson. He is a transparent human being. He is the guy that you listen to on the radio is the guy walking around on earth here in San Diego County every day. Okay, so if you want to listen to the radio show, GundersonCapital.com, you can listen to it over and over and over again, or go back and listen to archived shows throughout the week. Watch it on YouTube if you want to, on the Bill Gunderson channel. And then you get to see how incredibly good-looking Stephen and I are.
Yep.
And then the other way to get in touch with us or to get to know us better is through the newsletter. And I know that there are folks listening to the show right now that don't get the newsletter, have never seen the newsletter. And if that's the case, what will we send them if they subscribe?
All right, so if you subscribe for free, you just go to our website, click on the newsletter page.
Okay. But what do we send them?
So the first week, if you're a new subscriber, you've never gotten it before, the first week you will get the entire newsletter. So it's
the client newsletter.
The client-only newsletter.
Okay.
So that's going to have all of the model portfolios, what Bill buys and sells each week. And then
what's actually held in his portfolios.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly what's held in the portfolios.
All right, exactly.
And the second week, you will get the Next Down newsletter, which has everything but the model portfolios. So it has his weekly research, market analysis, recommendations for 401k and TSP investors.
Okay.
And Bill's market forecast. That is the second week. And then the third week and so on.
Forever.
Until the end of existence or until you opt out or right. sign up for one of the newsletters, you will get a broken down version of
the... It's not broken down. It's a condensed. It's
condensed.
It's not broken down. It's the Reader's Digest version.
Broken down.
Yeah, that's almost like you're going to get an
I still don't even know what it includes. It's probably more than we know.
An old rusty car that doesn't run. No, it's not. It still runs. There's a lot of good information there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information.
Tons of good information.
It includes Bill's weekly research and market analysis.
It does.
For free. Okay. That's free. So you'll get 1 week of the whole thing.
Whole enchilada.
Newsletter, model portfolios, all that stuff. And a week of everything but the newsletters, but the portfolios. And then the next week you'll get the Reader's Digest.
Okay. Which is so great. We slowly wean you off of the whole enchilada, but still give you enough to stay alive. And that is intentional. And there's no pulling any punches. I mean, the end game here, whether it's the radio show or the app or the newsletter, is to introduce you to Bill Gunderson and his ability to manage your money for you.
Yeah.
So if you have an IRA or if you have a brokerage account or a 401k that's ready to roll over into an IRA or just a pile of money sitting in a bank account somewhere and it's doing nothing, it's sitting there doing nothing, and you're looking
at... Or if you just won the lottery.
Right? Or got an inheritance. Or found a bag of money that fell off the back of an armored car, and you want to invest it. Well, I can't think of a better way to plant the beans, to grow a beanstalk, than getting in touch with Bill Gunderson and having him manage your money. And how do folks do that?
Go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Top right page or top right corner, contact us. Just fill in your name and your phone number and a little bit about yourself, and we'll get back to you. We'll call you.
Or they can call us.
Yeah, and if you're afraid of the phone,
of the phone?
People are afraid of the phone.
Okay.
They don't want to talk to people. You can ask a question on that contact us page, and you can even say, just email me back, and we'll email you back instead of call you, so you don't have to talk on the phone.
I'm going
to
call.
There's people out there who don't want to talk on the phone.
Okay, that's true.
It takes too much time, too.
Well, give us your phone number, and we'll text you. How's that?
Or we can text you. Say, hey, text me, email me.
That's right.
Send me a letter in the mail.
We can do that, too.
I think the best way is
to actually call and
talk
to us.
Or you can call into us at 855-611-BEST.
That's right, 855-611-BEST, and we'll set up a time for you to meet with Bill.
Yep.
You can actually talk to him.
Yep.
Well, he's got a few slots that he can do that.
He does.
All right. Hey, folks, you've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's been Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson filling in for Bill. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.